evening, everyone. This is Chris Cahill, and I am coming to you live from Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. Yay! Happy to be back. This is my first show in 2014, and I'm really happy to be here with my board operators tonight, who are Jenny and Andy. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi. Good to see you guys.
You too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And the show is psychic every day. If you are a regular listener and a person who's been kind of following this show and telling me about it, I've been hearing so much from people lately, just a lot of people telling me they've been liking the show. And I thank you so much. I've really enjoyed doing the show. I love giving, you know, on this level by doing a show like this. And it's just really fun. And I love playing like this. So I'm back with a brand new series of shows for 2014. Tonight's show is called... drum roll, and it is, as I mentioned, a live show. I'm doing a show called Know Your Value, and I'm working with a new kind of quality of energy for January, which is setting the tone of January 2014 at the energy of value. You know, what is value? Spiritual value, your energy value, how do you value yourself? How do you know your value? And all the rest of it. So we're going to be getting into that tonight. In just a little bit, as I kind of remind you of a few things. One, you are listening at skidrowstudios.com, and we are Real Radio on the internet. We also are streaming video directly from our station now. I mean, I know this just happened recently that we started getting a really good quality video coming out of skidrowstudios.com. So don't go to where you used to go if you're watching the video live stream. We're not on there anymore. We're at Skid Row Studios with the video. So just click on the video button and you'll see me and I'll wave at you. Also, you can listen to the show at stitcher.com. And you can, like every show here at Skid Row Studios, this will be a podcast on iTunes, a free podcast. So please subscribe and listen, and you can take this show with you anywhere, anytime, listen to it on your phone or anything else. Because I'm doing a live show, I'm going to be offering readings during my show. So if you're calling in tonight and you want to get a free reading, I'll be working with the energy of value, saying hello to your value. You can ask a question, but we're going to go into that. The number here is 800-893-9562. You might want to write it down. And so if all of a sudden you feel like you would like to have a reading, call. So this is what I do full time. I'm a psychic. The show Psychic Every Day, basically the reason for that title is that I see every day, you know, the everyday, the normal, the kind of, this is just, you know, matter of fact, normal. It's what exists already. Psychic abilities are that way, and people have them. These are very normal and human abilities. I've been working with mine consciously for over 14 years now, and as a reader and a teacher and a healer and, you know, doing this show, I work with energy. I work with energy full time. I give, you know, readings to my clients. I have students who work with, you know, I work with in grounding and meditation techniques and so on. So this is my deal. This is what I do. And I love to work with different kinds of topics and themes and just kind of go into the energy of something. So if I was going to be setting the energy for 2014 at a particular vibration, I would set it at the energy or the vibration of value. And I've been writing about this. I was just kind of updating my blog. I have a blog called Psychic Every Day as well. It's psychiceveryday.com. And I've been updating this thing the whole past week since the beginning of the new year, and kind of cleaning it up and, you know, going over my old stuff and cleaning up broken links, all that stuff you do in a blog. I've had it since 2007. But I'm looking back over all these posts, and I've written a lot. There's about 300 posts on this blog. And all information about being psychic and energy and so on. And I started writing in 2010, not long after the market kind of hit the fan and the economy was just really in the gutter, you know, in a bad way, about value. I just kept seeing it as we have to value ourselves and our planet and each other and our abilities and what we do. We have to value them in a different way now, because all of the old pictures of value were being destroyed with the market falling and with the economy kind of hitting the fan and jobs going away and people having to come up with a new way of making a living. Many people went back to school. many people started following their hearts, you know, listening to what they really wanted to do rather than the thing that they thought they needed to keep doing because that's what they were good at or were accustomed to or had a job with, you know, health benefits or something like that. Hello, ACA. Thank you for taking care of that one. So you don't need to keep the job to have the health insurance. You can go create something that has more value and meaning to you because you can still get that now. And, you know, not to get off track, but basically back to value. This is something I've been working for years. I think even last year I started calling it the value revolution. And here's how I see it. When you decide to start to see and know your own value as being your inherent truth, your inherent right that you already have value, it already exists because you exist, you have value for being, and you give more value or you bring more value to yourself and to what it is that you do in your life by growing, by becoming conscious, by creating, you know, all of those things. You start to kind of raise your own value. You start to really work with the energy of value in a new way. And if you'll just look at this for yourself, you know, look at what you used to place your value on, how you may have in the past. And I'm, you know, it doesn't even have to be going back to 2010. It can be going back to your childhood, you know, to your whole life, to previous jobs or relationships, or how you saw yourself in the past, and you had specific pictures of what is my value. And for many of us, there has been the demand to see our value according to how others see it. So here's how I kind of wrote that. I made a short list of what we think determines our value. You know, like what's we sometimes just think, we're just, this is like in my head, I don't have value until I do these things. The thing that really drives people to take action sometimes is that they want to get validated. You know, I want to go have this thing or create this thing because that will make me feel better, because I will know then that I have value. But there's a deeper spiritual picture about value. It's not just that surface level of what we value on the shiny bright surface, you know, the stuff you have or the car you drive or the people who you hang out with or, you know, your wardrobe or your money or any of those things that are kind of on the surface. The thing that you can't hide from or that it's hard to pretend, you know, that you have when you just have the stuff is that deeper level of meaning and truth and value, knowing it deep within yourself. And so, anyway, back to my list. A short list of what we think determines ours and others' value. Okay, this is one. Living in Los Angeles, this is kind of a big one. Youth and or age. So, you know this picture, especially if you're in this market out here, you know, working as an actor or a performer or a dancer, or, you know, a lot of people who are my clients are people who are working in the performance field, and many of them handle this picture. You know, it's like that picture of age, and it's very funny to see it. There's a certain kind of age range where both women and men sort of kind of are in between. You know, it's funny how that changes all the time. What do we as a culture value? What age range? Okay, it depends on if you're a woman or a man. Women tend to have a lot of value, quote unquote, and this is not me saying this, this is like what you see in Hollywood, when they're really young. They've got to be young and beautiful and all this stuff, and they're supposed to be a certain thing. And then they get to a certain age, and it's as if they disappear in movies. And that's starting to change a little bit, but they kind of aren't there. There are not the roles, like they've disappeared. Jenny, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Jenny's nodding. You have something to say?
No, it's just exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, it's kind of irritating. Yeah, but the more women who start making films, and I highly encourage you, if you're a woman and you want to make films, to please do it. And men too, because there are a lot of men who know how to work with women, put women in films. Come on, you know, we're here, right? But this is not me doing a rant about women being victims here. I'm just saying it's about the value. What do we value? So youth and or age. women handle this one a lot, but everyone handles it. And when the economy hit the fan and when people's jobs started getting devalued and things started changing on a certain kind of corporate level, a lot of older people on both genders, you know, and male and female, all genders started losing their jobs because they might have been the more expensive employees and so on and so forth. But it's really about the value. Like, what do we value? Do we value the people? Do we value, you know, expertise? Do we value experience? What is it? Okay, number two, looks. Value, being valued for your looks. Hey, you know, just wait long enough and they're going to change, aren't they? So it's kind of interesting to see people who you know have had a lot of, and I guess the polite way to put it, work done on their faces and stuff. And I'm like, okay, if you've had work done, I'm not trying to trash you here, but when you see people continuing to do it, so it becomes kind of like, it's obvious. I love the public figures, you know, women and men who will say they just want to let themselves age, you know, like be seen for having a wrinkle or a line or a life in their face. And so that's kind of a thing too, the age and the youth and the looks and whether you're good looking or you're not considered good. It's just all that stuff. Like, we value these surface things. Now, I got to remind you, I'm a clairvoyant. Clairvoyance is the ability to see energy clearly. And the first rule of clairvoyance is to not judge what you're looking at on the surface, to not judge any of it, but to look. And to me, clairvoyance and the ability to go and see, to see something clearly or somebody clearly, goes along with value. Clairvoyance is value. That's why I'm offering you a reading. It will be valuable. And you get to have a free mini reading during the show if you would like one. My number again is 1-800-893-9562. Okay, continuing. How we used to value ourselves. My third item on the list, money. How much money do you make? What are you worth? What do you get paid? And you know how you can hear people saying, you know, what are you worth? What are you worth? It's very funny how that expression, and I'm sure you've heard, if you've listened to my show before, you've heard me say that, the what are you worth in terms of how much money you have, not how you see what you are worth. You know, you deciding what you're worth being different than what the culture decides you're worth because of a judgment on how much you have. You know, I have my first caller, and I'd like to give my first reading. Hello. You are...
Hi, Chris.
You are on the air. Hi, who's this?
This is Bonnie. How are you?
Bonnie, I'm great. Happy New Year to you, and it's nice to hear your voice.
I hope you enjoyed your holidays.
I certainly did, and I hope you did too.
Well, my world's been a little crazy lately, so I thought it'd be fun to get a reading. It's been a while.
Well, I'm glad you called, and you're the first person I get to give a reading to in 2014 on the air. So there.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yep, you're the first one. So you know what my topic is. We're talking about value. Tell me, what would you like me to look at, and I'll base it, I'll look at it according to this picture.
I don't even know, Chris.
All right, then I'm
just bowed in your judgment.
I'm going to take a look at the pictures of value that you're working right now, because that looks like why you called. So there.
Okay.
Well, one of the pictures I see right away is that for a while now you've been scraping through, and this has been going on for a long time, you've been scraping away this old, darker energy. And the picture is that you are in this room that's kind of for a long time didn't have a window. And as you've been scraping away the energy that is pain, other people's pain, just like buildup of stuff, other people's stuff, like things you've taken on or that have, it's kind of like being in a room that somebody's been living in with the windows closed for a long, long time, smoking, and then the walls get coated. But this is not about smoking. This is about energy building up, getting, coating it. And I just see that you've been for a while now, and this is with the female side of you. I'm watching you do this on a female level, your female energy, like your left side, your ability to do this. You've been scraping through the energy. And as you, the more you do, the more you scrape through it with your female side, the more there's all this gold pouring in, kind of like an open window with a really beautiful, warm daylight. And this to me looks like you're working and you've been doing this for a while consciously and also as a being kind of not as consciously working on valuing your female energy and actually redefining what female energy is valuable for. And I'm going to be getting into some of that tonight, but you're redefining for yourself, not for anyone else. You don't have to convince anybody else. This is about you redefining for yourself what your value is as a woman. And that is...
And how does that balance with, like, male energy?
Your male energy? Oh, you still have a lot of that running. Everybody's got both.
Right.
You've tended
right.
to really work from the male side of you. And now you're tending to balance or to change the picture of the female balance. So that's what I'm seeing. That's like, that looks like one of your big tasks for 2014. Get that thing on.
I think there are a lot of tasks coming with me into 2014.
Oh, I think we all have a lot of tasks in 2014. I got to tell you, I have Virgo'd down since the beginning of the year, and I'm not even a Virgo. I'm like, I am cranking away. It is fun. Like, I'm like, it's like the time to do it. Take it
That's
and go.
Great.
Right on.
Well, I'll see what I can do with all that, and thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bonnie. Nice talking to you. Bye-bye. Thank you. All right, everybody, you're listening to Psychic Everyday Radio. I am your host, Chris Cahill. I'm very happy to be back live at Skid Row Studios, and you are listening to Real Radio on the internet. I'm giving readings tonight. My number is 1-800-893-9562, and I'm talking about your value. And I've got another caller who's lined up here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Chris. It's Karen.
Karen, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. I miss you.
I miss you, too. It's nice to hear your voice, and thanks for listening and calling. I knew you'd be listening to this show tonight. I had a feeling.
You know it. It's Wednesday. Chris is back.
I'm back, and I'm really happy. I'm back, and I'm bad.
Yeah, and I love the topic.
You know, it's like the overall theme for 2014. It's just, everything else is going to be kind of under the umbrella of value. Building value, creating
right.
value. This is like my own personal thing, but I'm bringing it forward. And
I love it.
So there.
It's so timely with how we're changing and how we see things differently and allowing people to recognize it, giving people language around it.
Well, yes, and that means that each of us has to step up and do it. And that's what's
yeah.
happening. I'm watching it with a lot of people right now. It's neat. So
yeah.
So would you like a reading? I had a feeling
I
you might
would.
Be calling because you might want one.
Yeah, besides to tell you that I'm so happy you're back.
Well, thank you. I'm excited. I'm excited about a new year. I'm here almost a year, but we'll get into that. Anyway, do you have a question?
Well, you know, I have been thinking about what I value lately, and I've been through so many changes that I thought it would be good to look at, kind of like what the last caller said, what am I doing in today with what I value and how am I changing?
The greatest thing, the picture I see immediately is a picture of you scaling back, not on what you... It's not about lowering havingness. It's actually raising havingness for freedom. I mean, here's the picture. The picture is you with this beautiful backpack on your back, but it's not like a big, huge, like, backpacker's backpack. Like, it's not, it's more fashionable than that, of course. And but it's got stuff in it, but it's actually you. I see you traveling and I see you having this backpack on and getting off in this sunny place. And you're on an adventure. And the picture is that what I see is, even if it's not like this, you literally putting a backpack on and going, but the picture is you leaving behind worrying about all the stuff. It's kind of like a letting go of all the stuff. And this looks like it's about valuing, changing your value system, which you've been doing all along, for what you think you have to hold on to or what you think you need to do or what the past pictures of that have been and then what the reality is moving forward. You know, and the reality moving forward is what you decide. So what I see is pretty much overall what you're doing is changing. It's like a lightening up, letting go, releasing, not needing to carry all the worries. That's what actually it looks like, is that the backpack's too small to put all of the stuff you used to worry about and all of the demands and all of the responsibility and all the crap. You're just like over it. And I just
love it.
I'm just seeing this. You just have this big smile on your face, like, okay, I'm ready for an adventure now. But you've planned it. You know, you've planned. It's not like you just left it up to the universe willy-nilly, like you're working it. So it looks very grounded to me. The picture is very grounded. It's not just, I'm just going to show up in a whirlwind and, you know, whatever. You're not kind of the whatever type. You're going to go and, I mean, not that you can't be, but it's more careful than that. There's more consciousness and careful planning here. And it's not that you can't just go have an adventure. Of course you can, and you do that. This looks to me like when you, I just had this other picture, like when you go and do your, like when you go away and you go, I can't remember where you go, like up to north
yeah,
of
like the Olympic Peninsula.
Yes, it looks like that too, only it's sunny. So there. I don't want to diss the Olympic Peninsula. It's beautiful, but anyway.
It's sunny like one day a year.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is you're placing your value in your own hands, and what you value and how you spend your energy and what you put your energy into. You're changing your picture of value about what you have to put your energy into. So it looks like that's just a mini version. There's a lot going on, but it looks really wonderful. Like there's your next steps are that, working with what can you hold on to, what do you want to keep, what are you ready to release?
Right. Excellent.
Okay. Well, thank you,
Karen.
Thank
you, Chris.
Nice talking to you. Have a good one.
You too. Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
I thank you all for listening to me tonight. We are still going. This is Chris Cahill, Psychic Everyday Radio. I've got callers lined up waiting. I'll be giving some more calls during the show about value. And that's what I'll be looking at, like spiritual value, you and how you see yourself growing with your own value and all the rest of that. I have another caller here.
All the rest of that. I have...
Hello. I can hear myself.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Who is this?
This is Gwen.
Gwen?
Yes.
Hi.
From
Burbank. Oh, hi, Gwen. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. Nice to hear your voice, and thanks for calling.
Yes. I would like to have a reading.
Wonderful. And you know I'm working the picture of value, and that's what
yes.
I'll take a look at for you. And actually, what I'm seeing with you right away is this picture of you, it's about the growth period of your picture of value. You know, just and that's not unusual for anybody, actually. Just about everybody who's going to call in will have that as well. But the growth period is in particular about how you've been changing your own, what you value and your own pictures of how you value you. And I see this picture of you having been carving yourself into... It's not like you're carving yourself in a rough way. The picture is like you're smoothing away or kind of as if you were already sort of carved, but roughly, but you have been smoothing away those rough edges. And the rough edges weren't you. They weren't your energy. There wasn't anything wrong with you. Just like where you felt splintery. It's like I keep seeing you as this, how you used to be sort of as this wooden sculpture, but you felt sort of encased in that and it was splintery. And then as you've been releasing that energy, you know, that kind of splintery energy or that rough energy, it's been making you've been feeling more organic and smooth and ready to create some new pictures, which is what you're doing now. You know, creating a new idea, a new picture. And when I look at you with value, the first picture I see with value is you're looking at everything with a different eye. You're looking at how you value money, how you value your home, how you value your body, what you're doing, how you're spending your energy. It looks like you're becoming consistently more conscious bit by bit by bit, and that looks like those rough edges being kind of sanded away or smoothed away so that you can have your own pictures. You're creating your own pictures of value, as I mentioned, but as you sand away or smooth away the rough stuff, it's easier for you to really have those pictures, you know, to be comfortable in them and to own them. And you're good at ownership. So when you decide to step up and own this, you're going to really own it. And it's more fun owning the happier pictures than it is owning the miserable pictures. Because when you had those, you owned them too. And that's human. You know, it's not being wrong in any way. It's just like, okay, this is what I have. But you're working a whole different picture now of what that is. And I see you looking ahead through this whole year, 2014, and you've got I see you being really grounded about it. Even if you don't know what is coming or how things are going to work, I just see you kind of really planning it, working on what you, how you want to bring value to the year. And that, as the overall picture, if I was going to say there was one word you were working this year too, it would one of the words actually would be value. You're also doing that, and it looks really good. You know, even if you don't know where it's coming from yet or how it's going to play out, I see that the value pictures you're working have a lot to do with the faith that you've been kind of creating for yourself. You know, kind of more faith in yourself, and that's where value is too.
So
that's what I'm seeing, Gwen.
Great.
Looks 2014.
Wonderful. 2014 sounds good.
2014, you're already working it, woman. I say keep going.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. I am at my halfway point. I want to give a little station identification here. I'm Chris Cahill, psychic every day at skidrowstudios.com. We are real radio on the internet. You're listening to my live weekly show, and I'm here every Wednesday from 7 until 8 o'clock Pacific time at skidrowstudios.com. If you're just getting in and just joining us, we now stream all the video from skidrowstudios.com. So just go to our video page and you'll be able to watch the video and I'll wave at you. Talk to the camera or something from time to time. But that's what we are doing here. And you can also get this show, download this show as a free podcast on iTunes, as well as all the other shows here. We have so many shows now. There's, I think, 3 new shows or 4 new shows starting this month, at least. It's huge. And it's going to be a full schedule here at some point. This place is just really building. So it's very exciting. So please, if you like my show and you've been a fan here, I thank you for that. But go check out some of the other shows too. My other show hosts are pretty fascinating and wonderful people. All right. I have another caller. Hello. You are on the air. Who's this?
Hi. This is Natasha. How are you?
Natasha, I'm good. Thank you for calling. Where are you calling from?
From the Valley of Los Angeles.
Wonderful. You're not that not that far away.
No, not at all.
Wow. Have you listened to my show before?
I have. I love it. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm so glad that you called in. Thank you for doing
thank
that.
You.
Well,
this is the perfect subject for
oh,
me.
Oh, good. Well, yes. Good. Well, do you have a question? You want me to?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. Something kind of emotionally traumatic for me in my relationships has happened recently. And I have always been a person that thought I've really, really valued myself. And I think that I do, in a non-narcissistic way, I do love myself. But the situation gave me clarity that I have more of my vibration to take responsibility for. And I've had a lot of growth and change even in the last 2 weeks within that. Mm-hmm. But I realize there's some deep-rooted questions in how much I do value myself lying underneath that. And I want to know what I can do further to help me realize my value.
Absolutely. And, I was about to get into some of this in the discussion tonight before all the callers started coming. And I'd rather, you're actually helping me get right into the next thing, which is how does the group see you? You know, and it's not that you have necessarily been consciously dependent on how others see you, but what I see is this picture of what's been happening in your world, just one picture of it, is that some things have been kind of cracking open, maybe where they were glued together, and now they're cracking open. And when they were glued together, nobody had their space. Do you know what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like everybody was glommed together in sort of a pile of, here we are. And then as they crack open, it can be extremely painful. It can be really tough, but it's ultimately freeing and eye-opening, especially if one wants to take the attitude of being responsible for oneself, which is what you're doing. And
absolutely,
the people who are being the victims are going to be the victims no matter what. You know, they're going to stay in the victim role. But what I see is you're stepping into another level of adulthood right now, which is spiritual adulthood. And where you're deciding, you know, it might be physical adulthood too, to another level, but spiritual adulthood, which means you're choosing to be responsible for your own energy, your own actions, how you see yourself, like you're valuing yourself in another level where you no longer want to be around other energies that don't value you unless you're how they want you to be.
Yeah.
And you're just done being controlled.
And that's exactly it.
Yeah. And it's hard. It's painful because it's really hard to not be liked.
Yeah. It's been very confusing because it's such a different energetic shift.
Yes. Because you're not the good girl anymore. And isn't that, that's good. I mean, that's hard. But women have a hard time with that one. You know, it's like, I have a hard time not being liked by so-and-so because we disagreed or something like that. It's
yeah,
not like
is
we're,
there anything you suggest to, like, help with that, with, you know, feeling more comfortable in that?
Yes, I would say start to work, you know, you're already obviously already starting to work with your own energy, but start grounding, start meditating, and start forgiving them, and just, and not that you are not, it looks like you are, but really just forgiving them, forgiving yourself, and allowing, kind of like, it just releasing it. I mean, I have this picture of you sort of imagining yourself just kind of like water off a duck's back. I have no idea where that expression came from. But the duck doesn't hold on to the water because it would weigh it down in the water. It has to let it go. And you're gliding through water and this is emotion, and you've got to let that water go, especially the dirty water. And also part of it too is you have things you want to create you haven't created yet. So you don't have time to sit around and wait for other people to give you permission.
Absolutely.
Too bad. Rant. Anyway, I thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you, Natasha. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, we are getting to look at a lot of value pictures here tonight. Now, I've just even got into my list of, you know, how have you valued yourself? And I'm going to quickly nail out a couple more before my next reading. So here's other ways we've been valued by or have valued ourselves or others according to. What do you own? Now, that came up with one of the callers. Who do you know? You know, like, do you know, like, really important people? Or, you know, do you think that your value is based on the people who you know, not on your own self, you know, abilities and all the rest of it? Where'd you go to school? What do you do for others that has them value you? How is value determined by your parents, your family, your neighborhood, your friends? I just got into that one in the last caller, and that's a very common one. That's a big one right now for a lot of people. And, you know, you can get the picture, like all those external pictures of what is value. How do you value yourself? Now, after these next couple callers, and it may even come up with some of these, I'm going to be getting into more of the internal, like how do you start to take steps to really have your own value for you? I have another caller now. Hi, you are live. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Who is this?
My name is Laura.
Laura, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Minneapolis.
Oh, thank you for listening, calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been listening to podcasts for the last week or so, and I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, so great to hear that. Love that. Well, thanks for all of that. But tell me, would you like a reading, and what's your question?
I would love a reading about, you know, a value, but also for me, I'm really working on confidence, self-confidence in that value.
Okay, I have a book for you, and then I'm also going to read you and give you the... First, let me do the reading, then I'm going to... This book that I brought with me tonight that I was going to be plugging anyway because I really like it is a lot about that. But anyway, getting into your value and confidence, the picture I see that comes up right now is this picture of you... For a couple things. One, it looks like what you're doing is giving yourself permission to kind of step up and let yourself be seen, you know, even if, like what I see is this picture of others around you, and it could be siblings, friends, schoolmates, you know, through your life, different people who are not afraid to, that who are not holding back, who are just stepping up and saying, me. And not in a, you know, necessarily selfish way, although a couple of them certainly look like they could be, but really good at promoting themselves and not worried about it. And I see you going, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm going to let them do it. And I'm going to wait for someone to notice me. And that's where you're working, is not holding back anymore. You know, we live in a different kind of world now, and that it's a different economy. And there's a nice way to do it that's more fun and communicating. And then there's the way that is obnoxious. And I see you've always had this energy in your space sort of holding you back, saying, oh, don't be obnoxious, or don't be, you know, forceful or don't be, you know, like, and you, as you said it, narcissist, I think you said the word, right?
Was it you? Well, I didn't say narcissistic, but
that was my previous caller. Sorry. But where she was saying she wasn't doing that. And I agree, like that was, that's not your picture, like to be that way, but that's the fear. And when I look at that, I look at this, it's like not having permission. Basically, it's the confidence with your permission are the things that go together. Giving yourself permission to be seen. You just haven't had permission to really take up space and be seen. Yet you do, because you're the person who's working. I see you behind the scenes kind of taking care of a lot of stuff. Really, like, handling things, you know, grounding things, making things work, making it run. Like, you're the person who kind of goes and figures out how something gets put together or works on some level energetically. Mm-hmm. And when I look at you taking a step past all this, it looks like it's a lot about you, you know, just first and foremost, looking at what you're you've been responsible for that maybe you're not responsible for. But I'm also seeing agreements you have with different people where you might be really attracted to people who know how to shine and have, you know, to have their own ability to step up, because it's, you really want to do that. It puts you in pain not to be able to do that. And so you like seeing how they do it, but it just, there's like sort of this thing in your space that says, no, hold back. And I just keep seeing one of the ways that you get past this is a lot of amusement. You might even need to go a little bit over the top sometimes, like to play. Like if you were going to be anybody for Halloween, I'd say go be Cher. Or Madonna, neither of whom had held back in terms of promoting herself. Like really start to study the women, because this has to do with being female too for you, you know. Study the women who do this, who step ahead. And now I'm going to tell you about the book. I just found this book a couple weeks ago because I've been working these pictures myself in a different way. But it's a book called Knowing Your Value. And the subtitle is Women, Money, and Getting What You're Worth. It's a really fun read. And it's written by Mika Brzezinski. Brzezinski? Who was one of the creators of the Morning Joe show. And this just came across my, you know, I'm like, I don't know really much about her. I never watched that show. I just know it was very popular. But it's a great story. And there's a lot of really big people interviewed in this book, too, like different women who have a lot of power. It's an eye-opener. And I think it's going to really help you see yourself when you read their stories, but also help you release that energy. You've got to forgive yourself for being seen. I'm also, and I haven't been saying this all along, and I'm not trying to blame anybody, but I keep seeing your mother's energy. And this would be an energy to kind of move aside from. It could have been a demand in her space or just that programming on a female level or a judgment of her coming at her. But whatever you handled about what you're supposed to do as a woman. And I'm, again, I don't blame her. I'm just looking at the energy. There's a connection with the pictures.
Okay.
You start grounding and getting your space and start healing yourself. And don't worry about everybody else and stop comparing yourself.
Yes, thank you.
You're
wonderful.
Welcome.
Thank you
for calling. Nice talking to you.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Okay. A very important part of value is that you can know your own. I mean, after all, that's the name of the show. Know your value. You can know your own. You can decide to have it and you don't have to prove it. We get stuck on having our own value when we keep trying to prove our value to others. Now, there's a difference between walking into your boss's office and saying, hey, this is what I've been doing for you. Like, this is the value I've brought to this company. I deserve a raise. You know, there's a difference between that, like really doing your work and knowing what you've done for a specific place. And then also kind of walking around thinking you have to, you know, that you don't have value because others are not seeing it. Some people are just not going to see your value because they're kind of caught up in their own stuff. You can't take it personally. You've got to be responsible for knowing your value. That's your spiritual work. I have another caller. Hi, you are on the air. Hi,
this is Valerie.
Valerie, thanks for listening and for calling. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Well, thanks for doing that, Valerie. Well, what can I do for you? Do you have a comment or question? Would you like me to give you a reading?
Sure, I would like a reading. sounds good.
Okay, and you know what I'm working on tonight?
Value, yes.
Well, I'm going to take a look at your value, just the pictures that come up, if you don't have a more specific question within that. But I'll go ahead and just start looking.
Okay.
So there's a picture I see, and it looks like this. The picture is you as a little girl at a, like one of those carnivals that comes through town. And I see there's this kind of like game, you know, the game where you hit the thing and then... It's like, I can't even think of what this thing is called, but it's like where you have the big mallet and you hit the base and then the thing shoots up. Like you have to try to get it all the way up to the top. And I see this picture of you as a little kid doing this and it doesn't go very far. And you keep thinking, well, I'm not enough yet. And it's not that you literally necessarily hit one of these things, but that's the picture, is you kind of looking at this and saying, I'm not enough yet. I'll be plenty when I'm older. But then I see your father there saying, oh, you're always plenty. Like there's this picture of energy with your family and parental stuff where your parents are saying, trying to convince you, like, no, you are plenty. But then I see as I move you up into adulthood, in this picture of value, is this thing of you still doubting yourself. Like I see you doing something and sort of, and like putting in a job interview or a, working on a school thing or creating something in your life, like whatever it is, just over the years, your particular world and what you do, and putting the effort in and then not necessarily getting the energy coming back right away, sort of like a trying to show you the worth or receiving the worth of what it is you're doing. And I see you continuing to kind of feel like you're driving in a snowstorm. I mean, it just keeps looking to me like it's a lot of this unconscious energy in your space about what is it? Will I know it when I get there? What is the energy of this, of value? Like, well, how am I going to know? Am I going to feel it? And I see that that's one of the places you're working on value right now in your life, is really being able to feel it deeply, wanting to feel it, to bring it in and feel it and have it not be kind of something out there where you have to see it out in the world to get the proof, but to feel it within yourself, and so that you can know it on a deep level. It looks like even when there have been things that happened in the outside world, like for example, another picture is somebody complimenting you, but if you don't feel the compliment, like if you don't feel that what they said was true, I mean, they might have meant it to be very true, but you might not have been able to really have it being true, if you know what I mean, if that makes sense. And it's this, you're working on a level of really having it deeply, like really knowing it. It's actually very similar to the last caller, like really having a confidence about your own value. And that's a place you're working on, just really, it's like a certainty or a confidence or a clarity about what is it. I just see like there's been, you've had it coming in sometimes from others, but you haven't necessarily given it to yourself to the same degree. And it looks to me like that's your next step. It's about looking to how do you create value within yourself and just know you have it. And it's not that you're doing anything wrong. It just looks like this is your work. This is your next step in terms of spiritual growth. You know, you might even just start to look at it for yourself. What does that mean? You know, how do you, what comes up for you? What's your intuition on this? You know, how does it work for you? So that's what I am looking at. And I thank you. You're welcome. Yeah. Thanks so much.
You.
Okay.
Bye.
Hello, everyone. I am Chris Cahill, and you've been listening to Psychic Everyday Radio. And we've still got another 10 minutes or so here in tonight's live show. It is January 8th, 2014. It's my first show of the year, as I've been saying throughout the show. I'm really excited to be back here at Skid Row Studios. And, you know, we are real radio on the internet, right? Anyway, I've got another caller here. I'll be giving another reading, continuing with a show about value. And I think...
Hello.
Oh, yes. Hi. You are here.
It's Cindy.
Live.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. And I have to ask, which Cindy are you?
Cindy in Massachusetts.
Ah, yes. Hello. I know you would not believe how many Cindys I know, and you sound like a few of them. So it's really nice to hear your voice, Cindy. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Well, how are you liking
tonight? I was giving a lot of thought to what we value. And for me in the past, longevity in everything, in marriage, in working, in relationships, was hugely valued by, you know, my family, myself, and recently having been divorced in the past 3 years and lost my first job in a riff after 3.5 years, I've been faced with, you know, looking at things a different way. Mm-hmm. And some of it has been liberating and some of it has been a real challenge. So I'd love to hear what, you know, what you're seeing in me going forward.
Absolutely. The picture I see going forward is that in the past, and you said it when you said the phrase valuing longevity, you know, that there's commitment, there's holding on. But I also see there was a picture similar to something I read for an earlier caller about everybody sort of glommed together in one package. You know, everybody sort of, we have to stay together in this puzzle piece, or we're just a bunch of puzzle pieces all on our own in the world. And so that old agreement. And as everything has been kind of blowing up or falling apart in the past number of years, what I see is you were one of the puzzle pieces kind of at the bottom, kind of holding a lot of it on your shoulders. And as it fell apart, as it started to kind of move apart, it lightened up your load considerably. It might be, you know, it wasn't easy. There was not a lot of simplicity in it. It's very, you know, it can be very complex and very challenging. But what I see with you moving forward is what you're valuing now is different from what you thought you would ever value, because there's a different sense of space and of having your own space than what you knew before. You know, because before there was always a lot of people in your space. And then, you know, everybody's demands or their opinions or you know, I'm afraid to make this move. And you were afraid to destroy anything. And so even though you do know how to, and actually when I say destroy, I'm talking spiritually, like letting go of stuff. You know how to do that, but you were surrounded by some people who were afraid of destroying anything. So nothing changed. You know, creating and destroying, those are spiritual abilities. You can't create anything unless you are willing to let go too. And so what I see moving forward, the value you have that you're placing on space, and also, I mean, the picture I see now, it's kind of like there's fresh air around you. And before it was so close. There was just too much. I don't think it's wrong to have close relationships. I have them too. But space you didn't have. And it looks like now there's more, even if sometimes you're like, okay, where is this going? How is this looking? What will I be doing? It looks like what you're valuing more of is your own input, your own energy, your own desires, and that's none of that's selfish. It's just that you didn't have that before the same way.
Right.
So you know, valuing your own energy, that would be the key here. That's what I see you doing moving forward. Not that you should, but that you already are. There is a valuing your energy, and it looks pretty wonderful. When I look ahead at 2014 for you, not to predict, but just to look at the energy of it, what I see is you looking ahead going, okay, and it's about strategic moves, kind of strategically spending your energy. That's one thing it looks like you've learned how to value more, is how much energy you have, where does it go, who are you giving it to, what situations, how are you spending it. It's a resource. And it looks like you're learning how to budget your energy differently. That's another way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole learning experience in many ways when all of a sudden, you know, you're out there again.
Well, don't limit yourself in the kinds of pictures you create about what you want. That would be one of the next steps, I would say. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, like vision boards, clairvoyance, creating a picture, you know, Pinterest. I mean, all those places where you can create a picture. I'm looking at spiritually creating the pictures. What is it you want? Without limiting yourself, without judging it, without thinking you have to have rules on it. Just really, what do you want? That's a key here. That's part of having space.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Nice talking to you, Cindy.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye. I am so happy I got to do this show tonight. I highly value everyone here at Skid Row Studios and being able to have my own show. And it's really fun. There's a couple things I want to say. So we are getting to the end of this show, and I really want to talk a little bit. You know, you've heard me talk about this with a number of my callers tonight. how do you decide you have value? Like, how do you, what are some good ways? Okay, Chris, if you're going to tell me like several good ways I could start to work on my own value, what would they be? First and foremost, get to know yourself. Every relationship you have is based on the one you have with yourself. Every relationship with anything out in the world, anybody, your work, your boss, your, you know, with your body, with your family, with your friends, with your relationships, it's all based on the relationship you have with yourself. You teach other people how to treat you. Yes, you do. So if you've been walking around being a victim about the whole thing, you got to change that. You change your pictures of how you see you. You get to know you. And then everybody else has to kind of line up to that. They kind of don't have a choice. They really don't. And if you find yourself being around people regularly who just keep walking on you, get away from them. But deciding your value, really, that's your job. Plain and simple, you're the one who decides. If you've been leaving it up to others, you might be waiting a long time for them to say, yeah, here, let me just tell you about how valuable you are. And like one of the callers who you heard me say this to, you could have somebody tell you over and over and over you have value. And if you don't believe it, it will not be true. It will be falling on deaf ears. You just will not, you know, you won't hear it. So get to know yourself. And if you keep waiting for other people to tell you who you are and what you're worth, you'll end up settling, you know, for less. You'll end up kind of giving it up, giving up your own truth for other people. Learn to have your space and your independence from everybody else's energy. Another way to put this is learn to let go of needing approval. If you're always needing people to like you or you're needing approval and that's what you base your actions on, then you might be missing out on some great opportunities to grow and to be in your own truth. You know, this is really about you listening to your own truth. And if you're in need, you know, if you're constantly in need, if you're needy, you're going to be kind of settling for what you'll get. So come from a place of self-love and self-acceptance. That's a wonderful way to start doing this. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to prove anything. You don't have to get somebody else to sign on to your value picture. It's up to you. And this is your work. This is pretty much what you're here for. And in the kind of world we live in now, it's doubly important that you decide, because now you have actually a lot more opportunity to do this than you may ever have had. This is a much freer time in terms of what we can create and how we can do that and who we can communicate with. And, you know, the world is so close because of the technology we have. So working on value, I say take that for your week. You know, take it for the week and start to play with it and to use it, to imagine it, to meditate with it. If you're looking for ways to help you meditate as well, I just want to do a couple plugs here for me. My website, chriskahill.com, and my blog, psychiceveryday.com. I have a storefront on both of those, and I have a lot of meditation recordings and just different ways to work with energy and to heal yourself. So go check them out. I also have a newsletter that is free and I send it out weekly, and I put articles in it every week, and you know, I always usually have specials. Like I have every month a free downloadable meditation you can have as a gift. But all that stuff, which you'll learn about if you sign up for my newsletter, and you can do that on my front page of my website too. Plus I'm back here next week again, next Wednesday, with another show. And through the month of January, I'll be working with the kinds of energies, you know, like clarity and certainty and, you know, value again, but all these self-healing energies. And that's what I'm getting the year started with. Kind of like, let's get the year grounded and off to a good start with some new, really wonderful ways to base the rest of the year on. So please check out my site, and you can go and subscribe to my podcast at iTunes, Psychic Every Day. If you like my podcast and you've been listening to it there, would you please leave me a review? I would just appreciate that, and I thank you for that. I want to thank Jenny and Andy and Skid Row Studios. Mindy, I miss you. I'll see you next week. I want to thank everybody who has been helping me with my stuff, my healing and my value. Thank you, my wonderful husband, Noel, who I highly value. And I want to thank you all. I value all of you listeners and everybody who calls in. So thank you so much. And I look forward to talking at you again next Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific time. Bye-bye.